Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Southern Passion Lounge. I am your host, Chef Amadeus, and this is where the industry comes to hang out. For those who is your first time tuning in for the show, let me explain to you what the show is all about. We're going to have some fun on the show today. I'm the one that is really pushing for local here in Jacksonville, for people to eat local, work with local farmers. And I'm going to be the one that's going to tell you like the food industry is. There's no filter, which is a great thing because I moved back. When I won on the Food Network, I moved back to Jacksonville to help put the food scene on a national scene. And a lot of people here in Jacksonville have no idea what that is. I know I'm going to get in trouble for that, but it is what it is. So my job, I'm taking it upon myself because I love this city because I'm born and raised here, and I want to make sure that when people go out for food, they go out for food to the right places because they're good, not because they're popular. Because a lot of restaurants will sit here and tell you, where we got this award and everything like that. And as a foodie, you don't know the politics behind it, whether they paid for it or some kind of, you know, backdoor policies per se. So on this show, you're going to get the real deal, the real deal. And if you have any questions, trust me, hit me up on social media. You can leave messages on my Facebook page at the Southern Passion Lounge. You can hit me on Twitter at Chef Amadeus, and I'll be more than happy to actually have a conversation with you. And if I feel that you want to take this conversation further, let's do this. And I want everybody to hear what conversations go on behind the scenes. So there are a couple of people that want to come on the show and talk and have a conversation with me about my thoughts. And I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. One of my guests that will be coming on will be my buddy. And I've been doing this show for 5 years. So my buddy Jerry, Poker Jerry, he'll be coming on talking about his things. Everybody knows Jerry and I, we always butt heads. But it is what it is. We find restaurants that we like in common. Sometimes we don't. But we have this disdain about what the food scene should be like. And so that's what this show is going to be about. Not just be about, but what it's going to talk about. We'll talk about everything from places to go get good wine, good drinks, good food, just to hang out, some really nice events. This is going to be a fun show this week because we have a sponsor. I have a new segment to let you guys know that I'm really all about local, eating local, and working with the farmers and the farmers markets and things of that nature. We have a new segment on the show this week called The Farmers Report. And the Farmers Report is all about the farmers, the farmers markets. We will have some chefs that will talk about how they use local farmers and the produce for their menu. We will talk about that. Also today, we're going to talk about so the top 25 restaurants of Jacksonville just came out today in the magazine. So we're going to talk about that. And like I said, we're going to talk about that. one of the newest restaurants on the scene is Azucena, and they made the list. And we're going to have the chef of that restaurant on today, Chef Keisha. She's going to come on and talk about being on that list and all that good stuff. And then we're going to have my guest today is Chef Artie, and we'll be talking about what's the word I want to say? We're going to talk about eating healthy through the holidays. We're also going to talk about, you know, so I know that people are like, what, you eating healthy? But everything you can have is, you can have everything in moderation. So we'll talk about those kind of things as well. Also, by the way, in the Farmers Report today is my guest is going to be Korea Hawkins of Abundant Harvest. And she'll come on and talk about what she does with her farm, and what she's providing on her farm. And I use her product as well. So I use her coffee. I use her fresh herbs. I just did a dinner about a week ago. I use her greens. So she'll be on to talk about that as well. So like I said, we're going to have some fun. If you have any questions or comments, trust me, I want to hear them all, from the good, the bad, all those good things. So hit me up on Twitter at Chef Amadeus, hashtag The Southern Passion Lounge. Also, you can hit me on my Facebook page at The Southern Passion Lounge. So with that being said, I just want to jump right into the holidays. So I'm a big holiday fan. I really am. I love the holidays. During the holidays when I do more baking, and I'm not known for doing dessert, but during the holidays, I like to bake. And I bake simple things, not anything, you know, crazy, because everybody knows that I know a lot of pastry chefs around the country that when I go to their cities to cook, they hit me up and want to do my dessert. So today, we're going to have Chef Artie, and Chef Artie is going to talk about a lot of fun things, and one of the things that we're going to talk about is about eating healthy through the holidays, not waiting to January when everybody, you know, heads to the gym. So with that being said, Chef Artie, welcome to the Southern Passion Lounge.
Oh, thank you, Chef, for having me.
So for those who don't know you and know your style of cooking, let them know what you do.
Well, I am a northerner raised by southern grandparents, so I have a mixture of both Yankee and southern influence. And with that, I do a lot of nutritional cooking, but I can cook outside of the nutritional realm, but I just gear everything towards eating healthy and utilizing your whole body with eating appropriately and exercising appropriately.
Exercising appropriately. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So the holidays are upon us. So let's start with, you know, eating things healthy through the holidays. And I've been doing eating healthy through the holidays for about 3 years now. And it's always been fun for me to teach people how to do that. So what do you consider eating healthy through the holidays?
Well, first I would start with, now is the perfect time to get those gym memberships in. Don't start after holidays, start now, so that a lot of gyms are offering great pricing for memberships. So start there. Let that be the first thing on your plate. With eating healthy during the holiday season, you're wanting to get a balance of fitness and nutrition, but mainly you're wanting to focus on your portion sizes. And so many times, Chef Amadeus, we have a tendency to overload our plates. And in overloading our plates, a lot of us, about a good 80% of us, will eat everything on the plate, and the other 20% will just eat most of it, but not all of it. So when you're visiting your family, your friends, or what have you, my rule of thumb is if you're going to cook at home, go ahead and prepare your meal. And that way, if you prepare your meal and eat something when you go to your family and your friends' houses or homes, then you'll have that edge on everyone else. Because when you come hungry, then you eat with your eyes, and we have a tendency to overeat when we eat with our eyes.
Huh. Well, what I do, because when I go to people's homes, because everybody knows for Christmas, I go house hopping. Christmas, Thanksgiving, I don't cook. I go house hopping. That's my thing. I love going to other people's house and try food. But what I do is this. I let it, and I think it's because it's a known fact that I go house hopping and I'm going to other people's homes. I go by and I say, listen, I'm only going to, you know, I get like a tablespoon of everything, a tablespoon of whatever it is. I go ahead and try it. And I have to say, see, because now, you know, as a chef, people get nervous when you show up at their house. You know, they're like,
true.
Oh, my God, we got this chef in there. I tell them, listen, I have to go to 3 more houses, including my mother's house. So I just want to, you know, come by, you know, say hello, you know, grab something to eat real quick, you know, and don't ask me, you know, about cooking, because it's too late anyway. If I show up at your house and you ask me for cooking tips, it's a little bit too late right now because I'm coming there to eat. I ain't coming there to cook or nothing like that. So that's what I always tell people, you know, especially those who go house hopping, you know, just get a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And by the time you're done, you're good.
But you know what? Everyone doesn't have that self-restraint as you do. And we have, as a culture, American culture, we have a tendency to want to please. We have a pleasing spirit, so we want to please everyone. And in doing that, that's to overeat because of the fact you don't want to go over to Aunt such and such house or Uncle Bob's house or your next-door neighbor Carol's home and not partake of the feast that is set before you. And some of the food is just inedible, but we still eat it just because.
Hold on. Yeah. So let's go back to that, because you've been to people's homes and they're like, oh, I cooked this and that, why don't you try this? And you look at it and you taste it and you're like, wow. And then they try and drag out the answer. Did you try to be polite? Like, no, it was good. It was good. No. Tell me your professional opinion. You don't want that.
Yes.
You don't want my professional opinion. I need my courtesy opinion.
I will graciously say no, thank you. And I've done that for years, and it works for me. It works for me. I just will, you know, say I'm good. I've already had that. If I've already had it somewhere else, or if I've already cooked it, I already have that at home. But thank you, though. I'll try a little bit of this. You have to have that ability and allow to tell your guests that to tell the homeowner where you're going that no, thank you, and stick to your guns. And I think a lot of times that will allow us to overeat because we don't have that ability to just say no. Say no. If the stuffing looked like pebbles, say no. Don't have a little bit of it if you know that it's horrible, and then feed into that person's ability to say or he or she'll say, oh, doesn't that really taste good? That's my Aunt Mabel's recipe or whatever. Well, Aunt Mabel really couldn't cook, sweetie. But you don't want to say that, but you do want to say no, thank you. If you know that it's inedible, don't eat it. We need to stop eating it. We really need to say no, we're not going to have that. You can say that. You can say it gracefully without hurting the person's feelings, and you may want to pull them to the side later and say, you know what, I got some tips for you. You may want to add a little more chicken broth. You may want to get something, but that conversation doesn't have to take place in front of everyone.
Right, and that's the thing that's, you know, they try and put you on the spot in front of the table, like, so, chef, what do you think about that? Of all the house hoppers I've ever done, I've only had one bad incident, and yeah, only one bad one. Because most of the people homes I go to, oh, they can cook. They can. Oh yeah, it's one lady, Mrs. Delgado. When I go to her house, she has to be the last house I go to, because she cook and she's Puerto Rican and she don't take no for answer. So, I have to, like, pace myself. And then now her daughter's taking over that reign of we going to her house to hang out with. But someone did a fried turkey, a deep-fried turkey, and they'd never done it before. And when I walked in and I saw it, and it was like, oh, this is my turkey. I want you to try it. And I pulled them to the side in the kitchen, and I said, your turkey's not done. Oh, no, it's really nice. And I was like, it's not done. And that's like, have you ever cooked a turkey before? It was like, well, no, this is my first time. And I had to tell him, I said, listen, first of all, a fried turkey is not a pretty turkey. That's your first hint. Because it was all nice and golden brown, like it's been baked, but she brought it out of the fryer. So I was like, that's not done. And she was like, she was so adamant about it being done, so that I said, all right. She took it to the table. As soon as she cut into it, whew, break out the Band-Aids. And I was like, and everybody's looking at me. I'm like, I ain't gonna do with that. I told them. So, like I say, most of the time when I go to people's homes, I pick them. You know, when they invite me, I'm like, oh, yeah. Because most of them invite the chefs to the house. They pretty much can cook. So after we do our portion sizes, after we, you know, cook at home to coat the bottom of your stomach so you won't be eating a lot.
Right.
These are some good tips. So you coat your stomach with some food, not alcohol, but with some food. And then when you get to the next place, you don't have to worry about, gorging out.
Right.
So let's talk about desserts now. How do you do these desserts when people are having, you know, pie and cobbler and, you know, cakes and all these things? How do you get around that?
You know what? What I recommend just for my regular clients and customers alike that I prepare desserts for during the holiday season is to miniaturize desserts. A lot of people don't do that because it's easier to make one big cobbler. But with that, when you make anything in a bigger portion, again, our eyes get bigger and the portion sizes get bigger. What you can do is, using your philosophy, is try a little bit of each dessert. That way it will allow you to eat and taste the variety of desserts. And most households will do anywhere from 3 to 6 desserts during the holiday season.
I grew up
with us doing like 10 desserts because I'm from a family of 6 kids and 2 old people, 2 grandparents. So we always had a lot of desserts and always big parties and gatherings. So coming from that background, you know, when you're visiting and you're out and you're about and you'll see the dessert, it always takes me back and I'll have a little portion of it because that's how my grandmother raised us. Don't ever have a full-size portion of anything. Have littler portions, and then that allows you to taste everything. And you can get your fill of desserts without overdoing it, just by that tablespoon or that tablespoon or two if it's really good.
Okay. Well, now, what about when you're trying to, when it's a potluck, people tell you, oh, just bring something over.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that?
And with potlucks, I will, if there are, with food or desserts alike, if there are 5 desserts or 6 desserts and you have 30 people coming over and everybody, you know, how you choose, it'll be always someone who wants to. I'll bring potato chips, but we're not doing potato chips today because there's one in every family, one in every group that wants to go to the cheapest end of the spectrum. But even with that being said, if there are 6 or 7 desserts, I will see what's the most unique that I haven't tried before, or what's the most interesting, and I will say, okay, I'll have that as my dessert, and I won't go for the other ones where I've already had a chocolate cake. Does it have something in there that's unique that I would want to that combination that I would want to try? But if it's not, then I will go for something that I've never had before, and that will be my dessert of choice, and I'll just stay with that one dessert. And I did that more instead of going to the red velvet cake and the carrot cake or whatever the desserts are that you eat all the time. Why do that? Go for the thing that you know that you don't have access to and have that be your dessert.
Well, I think one of the things that people do is, I think they should do is this, have a benchmark. And what I mean have a benchmark is, like me, sweet potato pie. Let's take sweet potato pie. I'm a fan of sweet potato pie. My mom makes amazing sweet potato pies. I make great sweet potato pies. And people's always like, well, especially if you don't bake. Well, to me, sweet potato pie is not baking. That's what you do is baking. What I do is, you know, anybody can do. So, like, when everybody was going crazy over these Patti LaBelle sweet potato pies, what they failed to realize is this, and this is where, I guess, as a chef, we see things differently. If Patty was making these pies and bringing them to your house, it's one thing. But from a health standpoint, it has to have so many chemicals in there and stabilizers that it kind of takes away from your grandmother's pie or Patty's real pie, because it has to have a lot of sodium in there and a lot of sugar in there for stabilizers. Am I right?
That's correct. That's correct. What she made at home, that original recipe, has been distorted tremendously in order to do mass production of it.
And I mean mass production, because like I said, if you cook, and for the listeners out there, think about this. If you look at a recipe, any recipe for sweet potato pie on the internet, everything in there you can go to the store and buy. But if you look at the pies, not just Patty's pies, but any pie that's in the store, you can't find those chemicals anywhere. You don't have those chemicals in your refrigerator or your pantry or your cellar or wherever, because they have to put those things in there to stabilize it. And one of the things I always tell folks is this. When you go buy salad dressing and you think you're buying low fat and no this on the shelves, you're really not. If you're going to buy salad dressing off the shelf, you might as well go ahead and get the regular one versus the low-fat or whatever, because the low-fat salad dressing has more sodium than the regular salad dressing. What I recommend, and I don't know how you feel about this, but what I recommend is go get your salad dressing from the produce department. Because those salad dressings in the produce department have a expiration date, which means everything in there's less chemicals in that one than it is the one on the shelf. The one
That's
on the
true.
Shelf may have like a 2 to 5 year shelf life, where this one on the in the produce department, it may be done in a month. It may be
that's
done in 2 months.
True.
But you have to understand that's what it is.
That is, again, I can't say that enough. If you're not going to get it from the produce district, then make it yourself, either or. It's always going to be fresher and healthier for you if you make it yourself, and you can keep it into your refrigerator. Depending upon what type of dressing you're making, you can keep it anywhere from 2 weeks up to a month or 3 weeks in your refrigerator. But that's with you making it yourself. But if you get it from the refrigerated section, it's good. It's so much better than if you get it off the shelf. And it's, I think, 5 years, maybe 6 years, I think I've seen some of the salad dressings, and it's like, that's frightening.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. So why don't you give us a quick dish to make for a potluck? Just something real simple that they can take to a potluck. See, I'm not a big potluck when it comes to offices, because I have to make sure. If I go to an office potluck, I got to make sure I cook something good, because I don't trust everybody else cooking.
That's me. Me too.
But here's the other thing, too. I don't know whether it's their cooking or, because I've heard horror stories about people going to office things where, you know, there's cat hair in their food, and, you know, so that's, but when you go to somebody's house, it's normally a family kind of thing. So why don't you give us a nice, simple, healthy recipe to cook at the house, to coat their stomach with before they head out to go house hopping or to someone else's event?
You know what? What I do, because I have been a vegetarian for like the last past year, I will saute a whole bunch of vegetables. And that's just me. It is something that's quick. It takes under 3 minutes to saute vegetables. And I will do zucchini and some chopped garlic and carrots and I like yellow squash, but I don't like the center of it. So I will scrape the center out and just use actual skin, but I'll saute that as well, along with some spinach and some kale. And I use just a drop of olive oil or coconut oil in the pan and some cracked black pepper and sea salt, and that's it for me. I may splash a little low-sodium soy sauce in there and some crushed red peppers, and that's it for me. Under 3 minutes, I have, like, a plate of vegetables that's very filling, and I'm satisfied without being overstuffed, and it is oh so good because it's oh so quick. And I believe in doing things very quick when it comes to preparing meals for myself or my family because of my time.
Well, I'm the same way. I have a lot of people that want to, you know, they want to learn how to cook. But I said, I teach them to cook according to their lifestyle. And they have a family with kids, a husband, and all that stuff there. I teach them how to do something real quick, simple, boom, boom, boom. Even with, like, with those vegetables, I would teach them how to do it with a quinoa, which takes less than 30 minutes to cook. So do some quinoa and those vegetables, and they're good to go. And then one thing I love about quinoa. Right. And one thing I like about the quinoa and other non-flavored products is you can put whatever flavor you want into it. You can turn it to, you know, Caribbean, Asian, or whatever, because it soaks up everything. So you do a quinoa with, do a stir-fry quinoa, do a little sesame oil over there, and it just changes the whole flavor profile of everything. So that's what I'm teaching a lot of folks how to do. So, let's do this. Let everybody know how they can reach out to you, and if they have any questions about eating healthy through the holidays, and how can they reach out to you.
Okay, I can be reached. My email address is thenutritionalchef@gmail.com. That's thenutritionalchef@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at RD Speed Johnson, and that's hyphenated. It's SPEED hyphen JOHNSON, and it's RD with a Y.
Awesome. Well, as always, it's great talking to you about food and being healthy and all that good stuff. And trust me, we'll be talking real soon because we have an event coming up together that we'll, once we get the dates and all that put on there, we'll bring you back on the show to talk about what item you'll be cooking for that dinner. So it's going to be a wonderful thing. So appreciate you coming by, and we'll most definitely stay in touch.
Thank you, Chef. You have a blessed day.
You too. I will talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So the Southern Fashion Lounge is all about, you know, the industry, the food, and we get a lot of these conversations that we have comes from conversations that I've had during the week with foodies, other chefs, other people asking where to go eat at. Hey, I'm going to a dinner, and how do I, you know, oh, I have people coming over, what's quicker we can do? And nowadays, everybody's trying to do everything really healthy. And so that's why, you know, for the Southern Passion Lounge, I've been working with local farmers and farmers markets and things of that nature to bring to the listeners to let them know what's going on. So this week, we have a new segment on the show, and it's called The Farmer's Report. And with The Farmer's Report, we're going to be talking about everything from local farmers, what to do when you go to a farm, taking tours on farms and things of that nature. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll hop into our Farmer's Report. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to the Southern Passion Lounge with your host, Chef Amadeus.
Eagles, but gravity's got me. complicated heartbreak and don't want to discuss it any further. Why do love got to hurt? Why it can't be easy? Tell me. Wanna be loved, not just. I'm trying to get up, out, but gravity keeps me down. I'm trying to stop crying, but gravity keeps forcing my tears to the ground.
Abundant Harvest. Stop by our farm at 8599 Smoky Road in Glen St. Mary, Florida. Contact us by visiting our Facebook page or call us at 904-655-4378. And now, Chef Amadeus with today's guest.
Hey, welcome back to Southern Fast Lounge. And now we talk about the Farmer's Report. Today in the Farmer's Report, talk about abundant harvest. Local farm here, and this is where I get my fresh herbs from and all that fun stuff. And so, and the owner of the farm is Korea Hawkins. Hey, Korea, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today, Chef?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Let's jump into
what your farm does and where it's located and all that fun stuff.
Okay. All right. We are Abundant Harvest Farms. We're located in Glen St. Mary, Florida, which is 30 minutes away from the west side of Jacksonville. We are a sustainable farm, which means that we reuse everything in nature itself. We do composting, and all of our practices are not harmful in any way to our community, our environment, or animals. We do provide seasonal vegetables, seasonal produce, herbs. We do have an orchard that provides pecans, lemons, and tangerines as well.
And I use your herbs on a regular basis for whether I'm doing broths or salads or anything like that. I've been using your things for quite some time. Now that you have the coffee on your let's talk about the coffee that you have.
Sure, absolutely. The coffee, we're very happy to be able to produce the coffee because for a number of reasons. Because we've noticed in the industry there are so many products that are laced with preservatives, laced with chemicals, and just have an abundance of whatever. And coffee was one. I'm one of those people that has side effects. A lot of caffeine. I get the tremors, heart palpitations, you name it. So I wanted to design a coffee for people like myself that could drink coffee and really enjoy coffee without the side effects. Our variety of coffee is called Southern Pecans, It's actually our pecans from our orchard, and we do have 6 varieties out here on the farm. And we also use an organic Colombian bean, and they're roasted to perfection. They're never burnt, about anywhere from 8 to 10 hours on a slow roast. And the coffee is actually, at that point, is ground with the flavor of the pecans in it. We never roast ahead of time. We always want to make sure we provide that freshness from our product.
That's what a good farm should do. And so being that you have this wonderful farm out there, like I've been out there a couple of times, and, you know, we're already going to do some great things out at your farm in the radio show. How can folks, well, do you offer farm tours of your farm?
Yes, we do. Let me tell you about the coffee first before we move on to the farm tours. The coffee itself, you can contact us about the coffee, and you can order the coffee. We ship anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, and we're preparing now for our Christmas orders to go out, so just get in contact with us to order some of the Southern Pecan coffee. The farm itself, we have upcoming events for 2016, which will include farm tours, demonstrations. We have all types of education and camps during the summer. And to help us support our summer programming, we have a benefit dinner that's scheduled for April 30th of 2016, and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. So when you hear more about it, please reach out, because the tickets are going to go very, very fast. We have a lot of great things planned for this event.
Okay. Well, thank you for stopping by with the farm report, and we look forward to using more of your product and seeing you in and around Jacksonville promoting your farm.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chef Amadeus. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Have a great one.
This segment of the Farmer's Report on the Southern Passion Lounge has been brought to you by Abundant Harvests. Make sure to stop by our farm at 8599 Smoky Road in Glen St. Mary, Florida. Visit our Facebook page or call us at 904-655-4378.
All right, so the Farmer's Report is going to be a weekly segment on the show, and we'll be working with local farmers, farmers markets, and all of that fun stuff. So now, you know, the article just came out in the magazine today, City Extra, and it had the top 25 restaurants in Jacksonville, which is kind of nice. And one of the restaurants that is on that list is Azucena. And I just happened to reach out to the chef of Azucena and have asked her to stop by the Southern Passion Lounge. And so she did, and I'm happy to have her. How you doing, Chef? Welcome to the Southern Passion Lounge.
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So how does it feel to be in the top 25?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I am ecstatic. I am. I'm actually doing some food shopping for the restaurant as we speak right now. So I'm in Restaurant Depot, everybody.
Okay. So tell us about the transformation from, you know, before you worked at the restaurant to now. How's it been for you to hit that mark? Was that something you were striving for, or you were just doing your thing and, by the way, you made the list?
Yeah, I really was, and I was just doing what I love to do, and that's my passion, is cooking. So when I do cook, I cook as if it's for me, for all my customers, and I just put my love in. So, you know, I'm in the kitchen. That's my happy spot. And when I saw the list this morning, I had to look at it twice. I was like, nah. I was like, let me go to the website and look again. And then that's when I sent you the link. I was like, oh, my God, we made the top 25. So, you know, I'm a little bit hoarse because I was kind of happy and yelling and celebrating. So I apologize for being a little hoarse. But, you know, where I was working before, I was actually working at a nursing facility. And that was pretty much so structured. Even though my job duties were large, it did not really allow me to go outside the box on anything, because we had different diets that we had to go, nutritional values for some, and it really put me in a box, and I don't like being in a box. I'm so unorthodox. I like to just do things on the fly and just try out different things. So going from there and going here and turning out this around, it made me feel like, wow, what an accomplishment. And one moment. I'm sorry, everybody.
That's what happened with Chef hanging out at Office Depot. Everything happens, and, you know, you have to hit the ground running. Yeah, just because you made the list, you still got to go do what you got to go do.
Yeah, I still got to work.
You still got to work. But, you know, like I said, I'm happy for you, and I just want to, you know, let everybody know, let the listeners know that we are at the Southern Fashion Lounge. We are here for the, you know, the local restaurants. And so I just wanted to have you come by and stop in for a hot minute and let you know that, hey, kudos to you. Congratulations to you and your staff over there. And you keep up
the
good work.
Thank you. Okay. And everyone, you know, you can always stop in. I'm there mostly every day. So come on by and check us out. Thank you, I'm there.
What's the address over there?
100 Forsyth Street. We actually sit on the corner of Forsyth and Ocean.
Okay. Well, you go finish shopping, and we'll see you later, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
So this list came out this morning. Like she said, she hit me up and said, hey, you know, we made the top 25. So, of course, I had to go and check out the top 25 and see which restaurants that I like, I don't like, I've been to or haven't been to. And the list was quite interesting. And if you have, if you disagree with me, hit me up on Twitter at Chef Amadeus. Hit me up on Facebook at the Southern Fashion Lounge. So 13 Gypsies, I'm a big fan of the chef over there. Azucena, BB's and Biscotti's. I haven't been to those in quite some time, especially Biscotti's. I haven't been over there in a while. Black Sheep. I think my only issue with Black Sheep is, like, on the weekends, they're just too crowded for me. Bluefish. The interesting thing about Bluefish is I don't go to Bluefish, but I send everybody else to Bluefish. And the only reason I don't go to Bluefish is because 90% of their menu is shellfish, and I'm allergic to shellfish. But I send people over there. I even sent my mom over there to celebrate her birthday. Indochine, been there before. Okay, 11 South, great spot. I know the chef over there. Burrito Gallery, I've talked about them on the show a couple of times. Moxie, I like what Tom is doing over there. Ovente, like I said, I've always said this. If you take out Ovente and Moxie, St. John's Town Center is the worst thing that ever happened to the food scene in Jacksonville. That and the landing out by the airport. Taco Lou, it's okay. Safe Harbor, it's okay. Salt Life Food Check, haven't been there. Haven't been to the noodle bar downtown. I've been there. I've been there a couple times. It's pretty good. But you have to understand this. I used to live in Seattle, so the pho in Seattle is totally different than the pho here in Jacksonville. Palm Valley Fish Camp. So I've never been to Palm Valley, but if I'm not mistaken, they're in the conglomerate of the fish camps from Palm Valley, South Beach, and Junior Fish Camp. And I'm a fan of those. Taverna, not so much. Let's see, Matthews, not so much. Who else? Hawkers. I like the concept of Hawkers, but I went there and I had something very simple, and I wasn't impressed with it and just didn't have the flavor that I was looking for, thought it may have, being that it was cooked in one of those woks. And I've cooked in a wok before, so I know the flavor that those dishes should have. Maple Street Biscuit, not a fan. Not a fan of that one. But like I said, that's just, you know, my opinion. And like I said, I'm telling you guys my opinion of these things, and from someone from Jacksonville that has traveled from pillar to post working with different chefs, and I want to keep the food scene here in Jacksonville true. And one of the things that keeps it true is when you have someone that will tell you the truth, not tell you something because I've been paid to tell you, you know, this is the best restaurant and they have this and that and they have that. As you see on my radio show, I have no restaurants as a sponsor, and I did that on purpose. I don't want restaurants as a sponsor because that's what my show is all about, the food scene here. So these restaurants that I mentioned that I like and didn't like, those are just my opinions. And if you would like to know why I don't like those, like I said, hit me up on social media, and I'd be more than happy to tell you. Now, the restaurants that I go to on a regular basis that aren't on this list is Corner Taco, Top of That. Let's see what else. 11 South. I like 11 South. I like that place. It's a fun place to go. That's just my opinion on these restaurants. I know a lot of people I've had many conversations with people about restaurants like Matthew's and what's the other one on here? Matthew's, Maple Street. Everybody just raves about Maple Street, but I'm not that big of a fan of Maple Street or Matthew's. Safe Harbor, I haven't been there in quite some time. So, but anyway, like I say, if you have any, if you disagree with me, hit me up on social media, and we can discuss this and have a nice discussion about it. Coming up next week, we're going to be getting into more of the local farmers, the farmers markets. I'm hoping to get somebody from RAM to come on and talk about the wonderful things that's going on down at RAM. I'm looking for folks to come out from the farmers markets at the beaches. We also will be talking with some chefs that use product from these farms. So like I said, we're just really trying to push everything local, let people know what's really going on, and have a really, really make sure that the food scene is true. So there, you know, like I said, people have been asking me about these new restaurants that are popping up. Some of them don't like my comments about them, and I'm like, I just don't get it. Why is everybody running to these places that they're coming into Jacksonville and duping the food scene? And I can say duping because, like I said, I've worked with other chefs, I've been in other cities, and if you look at the food scene here in Jacksonville, what's the number one dishes that people are pushing on a regular basis? They're pushing shrimp and grits. There's a restaurant in town, they sell shrimp and grits for $22. Tell me why shrimp and grits is $22. Your attitude sucks, your service sucks, and it seems to me that there's no passion and no soul in the restaurant. They do fried chicken. They do the sub, they call it a twist on Southern food, but it's hard to do a twist on Southern food when Southern food has always been here. So you have to really come with something different. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what we're going to be doing next week in the Southern Passion Lounge, and so we're going to have some fun with that. We'll be right back. Let's do the Southern Passion Lounge, your host, Chef Amadeus.
I'll be honest, I can't lie, you're all I need in my life. My heart inside never felt so right. If this is wrong, I don't wanna be right. I think of you all the time, girl, you're always on my mind. But a moment of the day goes by, when I don't wish you were by my side. You came along and eased my pain. Girl, you know you made that's your love.
touch as what I need. You're heaven on earth to me. Cause most my love's been hit on me.
A commitment's what I was searching for.
I needed someone to give me more.
You're the full grown to